from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I mean, we have to have urgency in this building. That's no doubt about it. I think guys are feeling that urgency now, just understanding, you know, going back, looking on film, and it wasn't all bad on film. Obviously, the score is the score. It's preseason. But our standard shouldn't be conditioned by the result of what's going on. You know, we have to continue to uphold what we do, and that's playoff caliber, and that's what Coach McDermott has taught to this building the last 8 years that he's been here. You know, we have to uphold that. So it takes every single one of us. The leaders in our rooms are speaking up more, and, you know, we'll be ready to go in the next one.
That's Bills quarterback Josh Allen. You know, playoff caliber. I don't know why this just triggered this thought in my head. Jeremy and Joe, Joe DiBiase, Marcus Mosher coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get some on the Cowboys, all the drama that's going on there. And a little on Ben DiNucci, the new Bills backup quarterback. Allen there and like the idea of playoff caliber, which the Bills have been, you know, talking about for years. Allen is an all-time is going to go down as an all-time great quarterback, right? Right? Like, barring something unforeseen, he's going to be one of the greats. Even if he doesn't win, he'll still be one of the greats.
Is he going to be top 10?
Is he going to be top 10? Yes. Yes. My gut says yes.
Is top 5 too much?
No.
No?
I mean, that's not as sure a thing for me, but...
It's possible.
I mean, what's the Mount Rushmore right now? It's Brady, it's Mahomes, it's Montana, and it's... I don't know. Is it Unitas? Give some respect to the old guard, Unitas. Elway. Why can't he be Elway? Why can't he be in that territory? Why can't... Jeremy yesterday compared him to Favre. Why can't he be in the Favre territory at minimum? He's going to have to win multiple Super Bowls to join the likes of Mahomes, Montana, and Brady. But is he as good as them? I mean, I kind of think so. Peyton Manning. Sure, he can be near there. But, like, look at all those names. All those quarterbacks. The Bills missing the playoffs. Like, that's... a thought that's come up. They're not like this overwhelming favorite to make the playoffs. They are favored to make the playoffs, but you know, we're wondering maybe a little bit. The division is hard and it's a transition year and no Diggs. What are they going to look like at wide receiver? Joe Brady, first full year as the Bills play caller. We don't even know how that's going to look. Is the defense going to be as good as it always has been? Like there's questions everywhere. But one thing that makes me believe they're still going to find their way to at least making the playoffs, especially now with seven teams, is how many times can you find a all-time great quarterback missing the playoffs entirely? How many times has it happened? How many times did Peyton Manning miss the playoffs? You know, after his rookie year, how many times did he miss the playoffs? And Brady, we know, Brady not only never missed the playoffs, Brady never, well, I guess this would be the same thing, Brady never took a snap in the National Football League in like 25 years or whatever it was, where his team was eliminated from playoff contention. He never missed the playoffs. Except the year where he got hurt in week one and then they missed, which doesn't count for him. Manning. How many times did the Colts miss the playoffs with Peyton Manning? Did they ever miss it after his first year, his rookie year? 2001, they were 6-10. Is that it? Okay, so they missed it 1 year in his third season. Okay, so he never really missed. Did, like, how Brady never missed. Did Roethlisberger ever miss? Let's see. Roethlisberger takes over in 2004. They go 15-1, then they win the Super Bowl, then they go 8-8 and miss. Okay, and then a few years later, there's a 9-7. So like two, three times for Roethlisberger before the end, did they miss? Rivers missed a couple times. Allen, I like to put above that, though. What about Breeze? Breeze missed a bunch. All right, so it does happen. Depends what level of all-time great you are, I guess. Like, the true greats, the greatest of all times, they don't miss. They will their team in if they have to. And I tend to think, like, I don't know, to go down, like, the all-time great conversation can be treacherous and dangerous. You get lost in that, you know, black hole for months. But I don't know. I tend to think he's... I know he doesn't want, he doesn't have the hardware, but I watch Allen play football and think he's a better quarterback than Ben Roethlisberger was, or than Phillip Rivers was, or than Drew Brees was. You know, the second tier franchise quarterbacks during the Brady Manning era. Tough to compare, I know, but like I tend to put him above that because I still think he'll get his hardware eventually. I give him the benefit of the doubt on that front. So. Will they miss the playoffs? Like, it would be a lot for me for the Bills to miss the playoffs. I don't think the roster is that different. And they won the division last year. They won 11 games. They still found their way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To that. And how different is it really? They had a middle portion of the year last year where the defense stunk. They had a first half of the year where the offense was turning the ball over, and we just all knew it wasn't right. And remember, there were EPA per play stats, if you took out garbage time, where the Bills were like the 25th best passing offense in the league under Ken Dorsey. And then after that, Joe Brady takes over. They start running the ball. They still find their way to win, but defensively it had improved. So like last year, it was up and down, but they found their way to 11 wins. Felt like everything that could have gone wrong went wrong last year, and they still won the division. And is the team worse? I made this point a bunch, that they aren't missing, to me, anybody from the playoff game against Kansas City. They don't have Poyer and Hyde, but they were average old safeties at that point. They don't have Diggs, but Diggs did not play well in that game at all. 8 targets, 21 yards, a fumble, and a big drop. Gabe Davis didn't play in that game. Tre'Davious White didn't play in that game. The big names that left didn't play in that game at their full force. And they lost that game by 3. And who knows? Would they have beaten the Ravens? They would have been an underdog. I can easily get to, even with the monster question mark at wide receiver, which is a big deal to me, I still can get to, they have Josh Allen, they're going to be fine, they're going to at least be a playoff team. But again, I don't know, like Pittsburgh maybe never thought with Roethlisberger they'd ever miss the playoffs, and there were a couple times where they did. The Saints won the Super Bowl with Drew Brees and probably thought, oh, we'll never miss the playoffs again as long as he's our quarterback. And they had like 3 straight 7-win seasons in a row. So it can happen, but I don't know. I tend to think Allen's a little better than that. Let's go to Nick in Buffalo, who's got a thought on this. What's up, Nick?
Hey, yeah, first of all, great point on that. I was shocked when I was looking at the players that hit free agency, Poyer being one of them. And he was like in the honorable mention section of top safeties available. So we valued him a lot here, but a lot of these guys, like you said, were not providing much down the stretch. They were great for the team, but the one thing that triggered me, and I wasn't sure if you're going down this route, when he said playoff caliber, when McDermott came in and we missed the playoffs 17 years in a row, playoff caliber, like we needed to get to that level. But now when I hear that, I'm like, oh, like, you know, we've gotten to the playoffs now. Like, we need to be like Super Bowl caliber. Like, what do we need to do to get that level of consistency where we're putting out the same? And obviously, the NFL is tough. It's a week by week league, but we're putting out consistently great effort and great execution every single week. And I feel like that's what a lot of these teams do, specifically in the playoffs. And it's interesting to say like where Allen fits in, because you know Allen's not the reason we lost some of these playoff games. He's been lights out. But you know, a guy like Eli Manning, where did he have a career that Allen has? I mean, he was very good. I don't think he's as good as Allen, but he has 2 Super Bowl rings, and he found a way to have these unbelievable stretches beating Brady twice in the Super Bowl where Allen hasn't been able to get past Mahomes. So it is, I mean, you can go down a rabbit hole all day, but I just thought it was a really interesting thought. So thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Nick. I don't think this is really that important. They took the Lombardi Trophy down in the fieldhouse this year. Again, I don't think it's a big deal. I think they only had it up last year.
Superstitious?
Superstitious, or I don't know, do they not want to set expectations too high, or they really just didn't think about it that much? That's probably the answer, but yeah, are they a return to playoff caliber instead of Super Bowl caliber this year? Like, I'm not lowering my expectations that much. I still think this team's going to make the playoffs and is still a threat to win the Super Bowl. Most of that is confidence in Josh Allen. All right, John in Dallas on the Upside Down Hats. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. Out getting a little walk-in here in Dallas. Sports business exec. I listened to you guys. Heard you talking about the Upside Down Hat. So when you get Ben DiNucci on the podium there, he's an investor in that company. It's called True Brands. So kind of started here in Dallas. I think Dak Prescott was the first guy who showed up wearing it, and now it's just kind of snowballed. So take a look, talk to Ben, and, you know, they've kind of
All right.
They've multiplied their business pretty significantly, but it's kind of a cool little trend going on right now.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate the insight.
Take care, guys.
You too. Stay cool in Dallas. I think it's been really hot down there. All right, Ben DiNucci. Look at that. We got a guy in town now. Well, actually, they're leaving for Pittsburgh in a couple hours. But we got a Bill who's on the upside-down hat train. Let's go. Keep it rolling. That's the one. That's the original one. The Dallas one, that's the one I saw Post Malone wearing. That's when I saw it the first time. He said Dak wore it the first time. Upside-down hats. What will we come up with next? Just reverse hats?
The logo's on the back of the hat. There's nothing on the front.
Yeah. Yeah. That will come up with some dumb trend next time. I think they look cool. 803-0550 is the phone number. All right. On the idea of playoff caliber this year, like, I don't know. Anyone really worried about the Bills missing the playoffs? There has to be some. I mean, there's been a lot of change. I tend to end up in a similar place to where they've been, which is this team is the favorite to win the division. I would pick them to win the division. I would pick them to make the playoffs. And I'd probably pick them to lose to Kansas City or Cincinnati in the second or third week of the playoffs. I kind of think they're the same thing. 803-0550 is the phone number. Marcus Mosher coming up at 8, speaking of Dallas, on the Cowboys. And he's also the host of Locked On Dynasty, so might have to get a little fantasy in as well. That's coming up here in WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.